carrot cake has carrot. It's a friggin' cake.
That's a trap.
No, it's a complete trap.
Also, I don't like carrot cake because it has raisins.
Nope. What? Why? When? Who the fuck is putting raisins in their carrot cake?
The same of whom? I don't even want to know.
That's actually not uncommon.
It's wrong.
It is wrong. I agree.
So that may be, but it's not uncommon.
You make a cake, you use carrots so that technically it's healthier, and then you cover it with cream cheese frosting.
Because that's amazing.
And then you sprinkle raisins on it.
Raisins?
Well, you have to make a carrot out of the frosting.
Do you have a lot of rats in the house that kind of sprinkle on the raisins?
See, he's saying it's poop.
Oh, that's gross.
It's not
I had a pet rabbit when I was a kid, and the rabbit got loose and just flopped around the house pooping everywhere.
Yeah,
poop, poop, poop.
All right, welcome to episode 44 of Crippled System.
Boats.
My name is Andy, and I play Trollbloods and Crix.
I'm Brian, and I play Crixcorn.
I'm Nathan, and I play Convergence of Pigs.
I'm Katie, I play board games.
I'm Jeremy, and I play Rhett and Legion.
And?
This podcast is brought to you by the Shades Cleaning Service.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. My husband's obviously just a dirty liar.
And the phrase was used, when the maids come and clean our place. And we're like, oh, that was glorious. Jeremy's got an erection.
Jeremy's got a butler.
I do not have a butler.
Does your Mini Cooper have a chauffeur?
Jeremy smiled so brightly when he said it, and Katie just looked sad and angry. It's like, Jeremy's not getting a few things.
I forgot that I wasn't supposed to mention it. I honestly forgot.
Why would you mention it?
Because it's
hilarious.
Why would
you mention that to anybody?
Because it's hilarious.
No, it's not hilarious. What you're saying is, I am way too lazy to clean my own bathroom or vacuum. I'm going to pay someone to do that for me.
Also, you're subtly bragging about your financial position.
Well, that may be, but I don't see why that's a bad thing.
I have never taken a big shit upstairs because it was a special bathroom, but now you don't clean it. I'm going to shit everywhere. I want to make those people earn their money.
Yeah, I haven't taken a major dump there because I didn't want to make you clean it.
You know what? Every room is on limits now.
You guys don't clean it.
That's
I don't feel
just
guilt.
Not true.
Guilt is off.
Like,
the
are the maids here tomorrow? I'm going to squat
they
on the coffee
clean
table.
The bathrooms and they vacuum. That doesn't mean that they like.
Well, just let it dry out. Then it'll pick up.
You know,
who does the dusting?
They do.
All right, that's them.
Here's the thing, though, is that I'm going to call them tomorrow and tell them that they don't need to bother coming in because I got a new name made named Jeremy Shea.
No.
Being a complete aster.
I didn't remember it was supposed to be a secret.
I told you repeatedly, don't tell anybody.
And now we told.
Podcast was probably a mistake then.
Well, the cat's out of the bag.
The cat's already out of the bag, man. Like, it's gone.
Once we knew, that secret's out.
it's not like we know anyone else anyway.
There are people I
your
know.
Your mom already knew. We were talking about it with your mom today. That's why I figured it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, my mom.
Well.
Family. You know who doesn't know? Anyone else I talk to, except for now everyone does.
Now everyone you talk to will know.
I'm going
to
text Jordan, because I know Jordan doesn't listen to the podcast.
I was going to post this on the Focus and Fury website. Oh, I can't. Wah, wah. They're down.
They're down again?
Try buying it this time.
Yeah.
No, it's probably just their service is down, not the actual.
It's been like 3 days.
I mean, they just renewed their domain. So
where's all the internet snark going to go? It's going to build up. And
it is going to build up.
Someone's going to pass out with rage.
Like pressure.
Well, it's going to cause havoc for the Musa Minis moderators.
Yeah, because the Musa Mini forums are going to explode.
We're going to have to shut this thread down. It's getting violent.
There's a thread in the Merc forums where we're trying to out-stupid each other. And
why would you do that?
Danny started it like as a troll thread, and then some of us went with it, and I started posting awful, awful lists and horrible advice.
Danny that only posts troll posts?
Yes.
Because I've never seen him post anything that wasn't an outright troll.
Right. Yeah, and so Daughter of Frankenstein like took it to 11, and then I took it to 17, and so now Vitska and I are in an out-stupiding each other competition.
Oh, jeez, that sounds terrible.
Sounds wonderful. I don't know what you're talking about.
I am talking about the terrible.
I've posted 4 animated GIFs in that thread.
I'll bet you
have.
That's
my measure of a successful thread is how many animated GIFs I post in it. Yes.
I feel like that measure cannot take into account animated GIFs you post, only others.
No, because the more I post, the better the thread is. And when Professor Lust was at my place when he came and visited, I showed him my folder where I store all my reaction GIFs, and I just kept scrolling and scrolling. He's like, why do you have all those?
Why wouldn't you have all those?
I communicate in picture form.
Yeah.
And then you showed him the six extra computers of porn you have on this computer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He didn't ask any questions about that.
No, those are like, well, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
that's reasonable. You need one room per fetish.
And then you guys had to leave because your cleaning service was there, so you couldn't continue the conversation.
Yes, but my cleaning service does not dust or vacuum. They have one specific cleaning task.
Just offer blowjobs?
They're technically polishing something.
You just jumped to that.
Wow, the line, you crossing the line.
I was implying they cleaned up the semen, not that they created it.
Well, they did both. It's before and after.
Sort of all in one, as long as they don't spit.
Is there going to be a bucket involved soon?
Holy shit.
Welcome to the new recording of episode 44.
So I had a slight surprise, and I don't know if anybody knew about it. I was going to have Jason on the podcast
tonight.
I knew about it. Yeah, I did tell Nathan.
Okay.
But I was going to have Jason here, but Jason couldn't make it. So
too bad.
I'm very curious to know how this conversation went immediately to semen.
Because Nathan knew that Jason was supposed to be here, so he had
Brian brought it up.
I had a busy afternoon, so I was going to hang out with semen today.
Brian talks about semen more than a naval tactician.
How'd the laundry go?
Very eventful.
Oh, my gosh.
Announcements?
Yeah. Brian likes the spin cycle.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
I don't either.
Can we please go to announcements or any other topic ever?
Announcement. The Shays have made.
Ugh, it's not an announcement.
I remember that. There was one time.
I want to shout it to the rooftops.
It's always William to say something terrible that the other gets so mad at. I mean, there was that one trip where Katie said something embarrassing about Jeremy. That
yeah,
we
she
to
frequently
use.
Does that.
So this is the first time.
This is the first time it's ever been the other way.
You say something horrible about
what?
Jeremy.
What?
Yeah.
This is the first time that you've been the one who said something embarrassing.
Yeah.
Katie, I don't think that's true.
I don't think that that's true either. Hey, how are all those sevens that you would like to be fucking?
That was not my fault.
Hey, I hear my mom is a terribly unattractive woman and I look just like her.
That was misconstrued.
Hey, I hear that you chose Brian over me.
I did not. That I never said.
No, oh, no, you chose
me over Brian.
But he implied it was a difficult choice and you should be grateful.
Everyone paused for just a second to appreciate that, except for me. It was like, oh my God.
Hold on. I'm just going to cut off Nathan's, Brian's, and my mic, and then you two could just have your own podcast.
It's couples counseling.
Love you.
I just loved he made two statements. He's like, he said, Katie, you look just like your mom. And then a few hours later, Katie, your mom is incredibly ugly.
That's not what I said.
No, you just said you would never want to have sexual relations with her because she wasn't attractive.
She's my mother-in-law. What I meant was she was my mother-in-law.
You said she was unattractive.
You said she was unattractive. Jesus Somebody Christ. Said something about your mom, and you said, no, she's unattractive.
This is like an episode of The League.
It is. It really is.
I have said one embarrassing thing about you, not on a podcast, in a car full of our closest friends who have not yet used it against you.
To be fair, the thing that I said in front of our closest friends, and then they immediately
right
used it
against me.
Right
before we were going to podcast. I said in a car, there was plenty of like room to get all the jokes thing, out.
I don't even know what it was Katie said. No one even told me.
It was me and Jim, and we were mostly just disturbed by it. So we didn't want to. We heard it. We're like, oh my God, you can't unhear. So we haven't spread
you
the
can't
information.
Unhear it.
Yeah, you don't want to know. You don't need to know. You don't need to know Jeremy's fetishes. Is all I'm telling you. His fetishes are his own and mine and Jim's
and Katie's.
And Katie. The four of us share his fetish knowledge. We can't share what it actually is because we're not that low.
It's not quite the same.
No.
And I don't feel like this is the first time that you've been in the wrong.
No.
No.
That may be true.
Jesus Christ.
But nice try.
Someone save me.
I
wanted to
have... You were fine until you were like, it's usually Katie. I never
I
say
meant
something
that, I meant that spill secrets accidentally.
No,
that's what I meant.
Usually you just tell them just straight up, hey, by the way, Katie, da-da-da-da-da-da.
To be fair, he's too dumb to know they're supposed to be secrets.
I told you. I told you this was a secret.
I don't remember.
Yes, you do, because earlier you said, well, I forgot that you told me.
Yeah.
He forgot again.
I forgot again, clearly.
I made a point, like, several times. Like, you can't let anyone know that this is happening.
You should have just not told him you had maids.
He would. The house is too clean.
Tell him it's elves or something. He'd believe
this
it.
This just started in the last year, right?
Yeah.
I thought, yeah. Well, I mean, you guys were, I thought you were just taking it up a notch. Because, you know, we're over there quite a bit. I'm like, wow, they're really taking care of their place a lot more.
We are.
Yeah.
I put it in the budget. I don't get to eat this month.
You took 10% off of Jeremy's fetish fund and put it into the cleaning fund.
Oh, should we hold trick. A contest to see if people can figure out what Jeremy's fetish is?
Yes, we should.
No.
If you can guess, what it is.
Just stop. What
brought it up that I would have mentioned it.
You know, I don't remember when it started because I remember blacking out. Was I driving? I don't remember.
I was driving. Oh, God. I remember this. I'll give you $50.
Wow. I was just going to offer one of our crippled system patches.
Oh, yeah, that too. We'll give you a crippled system patch. I like that idea.
$50.
We'll give you... I
am terrified to see what gets posted regarding this.
Just random
terrified.
Guesses.
Whatever you guess won't be as terrible.
Hint, it starts with a P and rhymes with egging.
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Dang. Oh, wait. No, that's mine.
So how was it your time as a
judge?
Just
broke a little. He was mid-word and his face went, nope, we're not saying things, we're dying now.
No words. No words.
We're going to water.
Jim is not qualified for this contest because he was in the car.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, I don't think he listens to our podcast or cares what we say ever, so...
Oh, he'll remember this.
Yes, but I don't think he'll hear about the contest.
That statement did make me, Jim, look very quiet suddenly for a minute just to absorb the data.
Wow.
I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah.
But I back it off. I like the crippled system patch. That sounds better. That way I can afford my maids.
Do the maids know about it? Do they have to clean up? Oh, <geez.
laughs> no, we pick up before they clean
up. Oh, my gosh.
I did not know we were going to go this direction
when
this podcast started.
I feel like we need to start the podcast over.
No.
I feel
this
we just need to end this is a solid note.
I wanted to have a what grinds my gears moment.
Yes,
please. Now what grinds Jeremy's gears?
No.
That's what revs his engine.
Thank you, Katie.
Hey, you're welcome, buddy.
Yes. So what grinds my gears is I wanted to shout out to the jackass press ganger who got the steamroller beta suspended.
Yes.
Yeah. It is very public that it got suspended due to a leak. But then I'm like, I half expect the press ganger that did this is sitting home with his pants off just jerking off whenever people are talking about him online. Like, oh man, I was a dick and all these people are mad at me.
I'm
infamous.
Yeah, he's infamous. So I kind of want to just call him like the piece of fuck shit he is. But then I'm like, well, maybe he's like just enjoying that. So I don't know how to address someone that pathetic.
Some subtle thing that I saw in a post that, like, people, the press ganger were, you know, sad, and they're like, there was a thread where people talk about lynching and murder and stuff like that.
Right.
And Hungerford came in, and he's like, you know, calm down a little bit, guys. You know, we don't need to talk about murdering people. And then he mentioned that, like, the information he had so far about the leak, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, he has information about the leak. That means someone's getting caught.
Well, people are pretty dumb, so he could have posted it somewhere pretty obvious, and he's just tracking it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, has there been anyone who hasn't posted that normally posts?
Eh.
The press gang is, I don't know the exact size, but it's in the hundreds. Oh. So there's no way to
And
to
there's
really
a couple
see.
Dozen that post regularly, but that doesn't mean the other 76, you know, or whatever.
Right. I didn't realize it was.
Yeah, I mean, I post in those forums like once a month. I mean, I'm mostly just a lurker
I lurk there too, just to make sure that there's nothing new popping in our area.
Look
or
for news posts or any kind of, you know, this isn't for press gangers or whatever, to make sure I'm
I look for documents to leak.
Yeah.
No. Anyway. Well, it's just funny because it's.
That was what grinded me, is that pathetic. And then also Shopko. I was mad at Shopko. I went to the mall.
For people who don't live in Wisconsin, Shopko is like Walmart, but only in Wisconsin.
Hey, fun note about Shopko. They're one of our tenants, and they also put together, they have a pharmacy that they put together the stuff and then deliver it to old folks' homes.
I always thought Target was the place I would go to when I wanted to find something that could fail. But like when you really want to fail, you go to Shopko. Because they don't have anything for any kind of... You pick a, like if I wanted a particular item, I would go to Target and I would fail. But if I'm like, I need soap, Target's going to have soap.
Yes. Right.
But you walk into Shopko and want soap, they're probably going to be out.
Yeah, Shopko's dumb.
So, I mean, I had to waste 20 minutes looking for stuff, and I just failed at every account at Shopko. Then I continued on my day, but I'm just like, and this failed. And I was just very upset at Shopko. I was mad at me for entering the Shopko, and then I was mad at the Shopko for letting me in.
Shopko's kind of weird because they're trying to, you know, they want to carve out their own niche business model-wise, and apparently, like, their main customers are, like, 50 to 80-year-old women.
Which, the store, yes, I would agree, based on their selection of items.
And so they, like, when I was there, like, it was a conscious effort for them to be more expensive because they thought it'd make them classier, but they're less, they're, like, more expensive than Target and less classy than Walmart, so it doesn't work. Like, you can be one of those or the other, not both.
Yeah, it's... Interesting niche they've carved out there.
Yes. Yeah. We're awful, but we also cost a lot.
Yeah.
Are we doing like a whole segment of the Grinds My Gears or just like
That was just what I had two complaints and that's all I have. I'm done.
If you have a gear grinding thing, feel free to share.
I do.
All right then.
I do. I signed up our poop eating dog for a class because he gave me lip the other day. That's not acceptable. And,
like a dog training class, not a poop eating class, because it was vague.
He would teach that.
In that statement.
He would teach that.
He would be.
You don't want to eat your own because you know where that's been. Anyway.
That's the reason.
Anyway, it's an agility class, you know, the one where they teach him to go through tubes and be on boards and whatever. And there's this little corgi that goes, not nice to other dogs, doesn't like other dogs, is scared of everything. And Malcolm went up to say hi, and the dog barked at it, and so then the lady yelled at me for letting my dog be friendly. And then the dog can't do anything, right? Like, it doesn't have, like, basic training. Why is this dog in this class? I don't know. It bothers me. I think they should go home.
We were at class today, and Kitty may have been thinking about this prior to the podcast.
You're mad at this corgi.
I'm mad at this corgi's owner. Like, you're setting your dog up to fail. Take it to a class for timid dogs, or take it to a class, you know, about sitting. This is how you sit. And so the dog can get into a comfortable...
Do obedience class first.
Do obedience class first. They have classes specifically for dogs who are timid or aggressive on the leash. Like, they have classes for that dog. Don't take them to the agility class where your dogs are going to be off leash and you're got a lot of commotion going on. You got a bunch of strange objects the dog is not used to. Don't set your dog up for failure like that and then yell at me.
What was your fault, to be fair?
My dog was too friendly.
How dare Malcolm be friendly?
That son of a
bitch. That grinds my gears.
That's odd because corgis are usually pretty intelligent.
Well, and like we were in some of the other classes we've been in, there was a couple that had a corgi that was in most of the classes with us. And their corgi, like they were in the very first class with us. And as a puppy, their corgi was very timid. And by the time they were in the second class, that corgi was well behaved. It was more sociable. It was
They put a lot of work
in. They put a lot of effort in. This dog's owner is just like, I'm going to go to one class and my dog's going to be like the best in show dogs. And I'll be done. And that's easy. It's not really how it works.
It's a good movie.
It is, but that's not really how that works.
Hey, Jeremy, have you seen that movie?
I've seen part of it.
Okay. Just checking.
It is a good movie. I've only seen
three quarters. Well, little I saw it was funny. And I know it's by the same people that did like a Mighty Wind and all those, but...
Mm-hmm. And go on. Can you name more?
Those are the two important ones.
I mean, those are the...
Waiting for Goffman's good.
They did what Hot American Summer,
fucking Spinal Tap!
Actually, kind of not, though, because Spinal Tap was by Rob Reiner, and then these other ones were all directed by Christopher Guest. True. So it's a lot of the same actors and actresses, but, I mean, it's like a sibling to him. But
I didn't realize that there was any relation. I thought it was like those other ones were like, hey, Spinal Tap was really cool. Let's make something like Spinal Tap.
No, like the director of Spinal Tap is like the only one who isn't involved in the rest of them.
I did not know that.
But hypothetically, that's a big enough person to make it, but
to make it different,
because the rest are all directed by Christopher Guest. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware they were that closely related.
But anyway, she shouldn't have yelled at me. That upset me.
Yeah.
That's what grinds
Don't yell
gears.
At Kate. What grinds is Nathan gears today?
Oh, my God.
Everything.
You got a haircut.
Everything ever. I did get a haircut.
I don't really like it.
Any particular cunt?
Well, my semi-annual haircut. My haircut is like, it's been 6 months. I need all of this to go away so that 6 months from now I can do it again.
You kept the beard this time, though.
Yeah. Well, she took a quarter inch off just to try to tame it a little, maybe shape it a little. It still looks awful. I'm so fucked with facial hair because like when I don't have any, I look like a giant infant. And then it doesn't grow into a mighty, majestic Santa Claus beard. I just look like a hobo that rapes people to death.
Well, to be fair, the last time you got your shave trimmed, you did look like a pedophile. pedophile. Now you just you look more homeless than you do. I wouldn't think that's a homeless guy who's going to pedophile a child. That's just a homeless guy that needs a quarter.
Wait,
who's
going to pedophile a child?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Pedophile is a verb.
Yeah, it is when you're doing it to a kid.
That's the thing. My choices are homeless person, pedophile, or giant infant. Like, there's no way to shape my facial hair that doesn't look
you
like
you forgot retarded. Giant retarded infant.
I think if I did... No, I don't look retarded when it's nothing. No. I think if I just went mustache, I would look retarded.
Yes. But then very few people could pull off just mustache, to be fair.
Many try.
Many try. Almost all fail.
I'm just so ugly.
Only in your face.
And my physique. I got, like, C-cups here.
Well... That was obvious. But I mean, the face is really where it falls
apart. Nice toes.
Yeah. I just break mirrors whenever I see them. I feel better.
You look like you have soft hair.
I have soft hair. I have good eyelashes. I have bright blue eyes. I have nice toes.
So you grind your gears.
Every woman who sees, like, my mother, my cousins, my stepdaughters, whenever I wear, like, sandals, they're like, oh, my God, I'm so jealous of your toes. I wish I had toes like that so I could wear open-toed shoes. Apparently, I have very nice toes.
I like my toes.
Yeah.
I have no comment about that.
Yeah. Sorry. Jesus. I thought somebody was playing footsie with me, but it was
a cat.
Like, I turned to the right and, like, Brian is playing footsie with me. That was not Loki
time. No, he's not. His feet are crossed.
Yeah. Loki's just rubbing his face against
still
my
Loki.
Knee. It's creepy.
Hey, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's all that grinds your gears is you?
Well, it's October, so my current topical one is still how much I hate breast cancer awareness. But I don't think I talked about that on air.
No, you did not.
You did not.
You did. You did.
No. I remember that. It's because it's, like, for the most part, they know how to get rid of it, so it's, like, overly funded.
It's several things that piss me off about breast cancer awareness. Number one, breast cancer is one of the more easily catchable and... Ignoring that, because it is a horrible issue, blah, blah, blah. The point is, my dad's got colon cancer. Mm-hmm. Which month is colon cancer awareness month? There isn't one, because go fuck yourself. Pancreatic cancer, brain cancer, stomach cancer.
Skin cancer, which kills more people.
None of those, because breast cancer awareness month is just a thinly veiled excuse to put tits on cereal boxes. Because everybody loves talking about tits, because tits are awesome. So you get your titty bracelets and your titty products and your titty TVs and your titty month. And you have the pink towels and the NFL. Pink towels, pink flags. And yet when that guy for the Bears wore green shoes to wear awareness for mental health, he got fined.
Yeah.
That league's throwing pink shit all over the place and it's okay. But he tries to wear awareness for mental health, something he suffers from, and he gets fucking fined for it?
Like 13 grand.
Yeah. Like fucking there
was a report on how little money that the NFL raises for that goes to. Small percentage actually goes to.
Most of it just goes to the NFL.
And the money that does. The Suger G. Komen Foundation is awful. They do not use that money for research. They use it for themselves. They use it to hire lawyers to sue other charities. Like, because they trademarked the term for the cure. Race for the cure, run for the cure, climb for the cure. So if you try to do something, quote, for the cure, and you put that on your advertisement, they will sue the fuck out of you and pay for their lawyers with money raised by people thinking they were helping to fund breast cancer cures.
Well, here's the thing that you have to remember with charities, is you can put it into a general fund, which means that they can use it for anything, or you can use it for a specific fund. So depending on how much you think that charity is going to do what's right, you either want to put it in a specific fund or a general fund. Now, the problem with that is if you go to, like, the Red Cross and, you know, there's a hurricane or something and you put it into that fund, now that event is overly funded and they can't use that money for anything else.
Right.
So you have to be careful with that, too.
But I think most people aren't aware of that when they're buying, you know, Cocoa Puffs because Cocoa Puffs says that they're going to give a proceeds of that to the breast cancer awareness. Right.
Why would they?
No, they're just buying a pink box of Cocoa Puffs.
Right. And, I mean, they were going to buy Cocoa Puffs anyway.
Yeah. And... cancer's awful, and the mutilization of mastectomies, it's horrible. And I'm not trying to downplay that breast cancer's a horrible thing, but heart disease kills a lot more people. There's other cancers. There's other things
to worry
about.
Skin cancer kills more people than all of the other cancers put together every year.
I'm surprised that there isn't more, like, Skin Cancer Awareness Month where we have
this. Because it's so preventable. If you just raised awareness.
So preventable. Like,
you know what you do is you just don't go outside, you idiots.
Well, you just put sunscreen on.
And the people that go to tanning booths. Like, people give themselves skin cancer going to a tanning booth when the sun, when they couldn't physically burn themselves outside.
And there's so many misconceptions about sunscreen. Like, number one, like, there's, like, minimum. Like, don't put on, it's SPF 10. That's nothing. That's literally doing
nothing. Water.
If you're walking your dog, put some sunscreen on. You're going outside. No sunscreen is waterproof. The ones that claim they are just lying. Yeah. You need to reapply if you go into the water. And you know, like, all these things, people, they just put sunscreen on if they're going to be outside for 15 hours in July.
And they put it on once,
and it's SPF 10, and then they die of skin cancer.
Yeah.
The other thing is there are a lot of them out there that don't actually do anything, so you, then you have to do research on which of the sunscreens actually
some
do
smell
what they
real
say.
Nice.
They do, like
they do
that cocoa
smell
butter.
Real nice.
Yeah.
But which of the ones actually do what they say that they're going to do, and...
Plus, the other advantage of getting a really strong one is you can draw a dick on someone who fell asleep, and then when they get a sunburn, there's a big pale dick on them.
Dick.
Ha.
Yeah.
See, so man. Now they're going to die of skin cancer, and they have a dick on them.
Yeah.
Well, not, they won't, but they won't die of the dick part.
Yeah, that part.
That part of them.
You are preventing skin cancer in a dick subsection of their body, but not the actual dick, unless they fell asleep on a nude beach. And if you draw a dick on their dick, you're missing the point. Yeah. Well, that's kind of cool. Draw a smaller dick on the dick. It's like dickception.
Oh my god!
I feel like at some point it's rape.
Well, I assumed it was like a significant other, not some random person who just laying on a beach.
It's, yeah, it's not.
So wait, Katie, in your mind, Nate's walking along a beach and he sees some random person he doesn't know asleep on a towel, and then he gets out the sunscreen and draws a dick on them. Like, is that how this goes down in your mind?
How would you not wake up?
I take her laughter to be a yes.
I think that's what she thought was happening.
Well, or like, I don't know, one of your buddies.
Well, yes. At which point...
Or your maids.
Again,
where's the rape comment come from?
How do you not wake up if somebody's drawing something on your dick?
Well, okay, but here's the thing. If Andy fell asleep on the nude beach... And,
no, I would not be.
And Nathan came up and was like, I'm going to draw a dick on his dick. I think Andy would feel a little violated.
If that's all that Nathan does to Andy, I think Andy's pretty well.
Man, I got away scot-free that time.
Yeah, I just wear pants then from then on.
Forever.
Yeah, I'll be a never nude.
Whatever, or you could be like, no, I was just showing her my dick on my dick. Can't help the location.
What? Who's the her?
What I don't her know what. I am also confused.
Are you flashing forward into the future when Andy, who now has a dick, is showing it to random women? And so you were doing your impression of Andy on trial, defending himself?
Is he whipping it out in bars, like hoping for free drinks?
That's
like,
what I would do.
And people say we're not a war machine podcast.
What the hell?
Oh my god!
If somebody drew boobs on my boob, I don't thought I'd give you free.
She can't even finish the sentence.
She can't.
That's like $4.
This podcast is a definition of train wreck.
No. I think our listeners have long since learned that's what to expect from us.
Yeah,
no. I'm really enjoying myself.
She's crying.
Katie is crying. She's laughing so hard. Oh,
boy.
I just envisioning Katie in the bar going, hey, bartender, I have boobs on my boobs. Give me some free drinks.
She would do. See, you say that, but she used to show off. She has a tattoo she used to show off for drinks.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
She used to have a tattoo?
She still has a tattoo.
She just doesn't show it off for drinks anymore.
The rule was that now that we're married, she's not allowed to do that anymore.
Because you follow the rules very well, as proven earlier today.
The rule was don't tell people you have maids. Also, I don't know why you don't just have her do it twice and then you each get a drink.
No.
It's true.
Yeah.
No.
Because they'll buy her some super girly drink like you want, and then the second
that,
time
I think
she
you're confusing me with Jordan.
That is true.
Whatever, Mojito Boy.
Mojitos are actually legit good, mm-hmm. for the record,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I usually order Jack and Coke.
Yeah, okay, sure you do.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mojito. Mm-hmm.
All I know is that you drive a Mini Cooper and drink mojitos.
It's nice to know that in all the years we've known each other, that's all you've managed to pick up, Nate.
Yes.
It's more than you, though, because remember we have mates.
So you don't have to pick things up.
Oh, my goodness.
How about we talk about RockCon?
You've got a big list in front of you.
No, I write down the list for my Excel.
Well, does Andy even grind his gears? We have going around.
We have gear grinding this. Andy,
Jeremy didn't grind gears, did he?
I think it's safer that he just stays quiet.
I think my gears is how dumb and ugly my wife is.
Oh, God.
She talks all the time.
She's almost as ugly as her mom.
Why would you say that about me?
I didn't!
Oh. candy?
You're going to enjoy War Machine Weekend so much.
Oh, I'm really not.
It's a shame we aren't doing this like immediately before they have to drive down together to War Machine Weekend. We can take over under like which border they're closer to when she kills him.
Yeah. I'm gonna. You might kill me in the ride.
I'm jumping out of your car.
I was really sad because we had Jordan stuck in the car with us going to Rockline yesterday. I was really hoping he had the CD already because I have a feeling those same songs would drive Jordan just absolutely bad.
Brian
as well.
And I are fully aware of the fact that somewhere in Illinois, I am just opening the door and leaping out.
You're gonna pull the wild card?
Yeah, I am pulling the wild card.
We'll just pick you up on the way.
I don't even know what songs they are, but I know it's gonna be awful.
They're gonna be amazing.
It's gonna be a collection of beautiful and wonderful music designed to make you happy.
It's gonna be Adele's greatest hits.
No, that's this CD is a jazz two. Song.
That's
loop.
CD number two.
I like some of her stuff, so we'll see. We'll get a little bit of stuff in there for everybody.
Can I get a copy of the CD? I might like it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if I have to buy these songs. When I download them, we'll see if the CD doesn't melt. When it's actually, if it can actually sustain.
You have to draw like a pentacle around your computer when you burn the CD.
So yeah, trying to find the songs to repeat and all these other songs. It's gonna be a lot of work.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be glorious.
USB Ouija board. I got nothing that grinds my gears. Nothing really that I can think of that is more entertaining than what has previously
what has already occurred. Yeah.
The bar has been going up, so
I understand that. Nothing really that bad.
We can let Jeremy talk for 5 minutes and see what happens next.
Do you guys have RockCon then?
Yes.
I can summarize RockCon real quickly. We went, three of the people here went, none of us did well.
I did pretty well.
We didn't play. No one here plays top three.
No one here plays top three.
So that's what I call not doing well.
I was fourth.
Yeah. Congrats, fourth out of 14.
Yeah, that's true.
Not first, not second. Well, even now, you're not first, you're last.
I remember. Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, that's how you're. But yeah, it was. That's my summary of RockCon. I got to play Jordan. Actually, I got to play Jordan knock round two. We were both undefeated round one. I ended up losing, but it was a very good game. He sometimes has a little rep of sometimes being a little edgy in games, but our game was Iskar, Edeni. It was constant positioning. Every move mattered, it was almost kind of a relaxing that I'm used to playing when you play a good player. Because sometimes when you play top players, it's almost more relaxing than when you play a strange person or just a new person. You just don't know. And it was great. It was a good game. It was intense. It went long. It came down to the wire. I got up on control points, but he was able to assassinate me right before I was able to win. And there was some critical moves, and he was a good guy all the way through. So I just wanted to shout out that I played him. He ended up winning the event.
Yeah.
But and I don't hear much negative, but every so often people grumble about everyone over time. But actually, sure. I played him, and it was a great game. That was my only real comment. It was the best game of War Machine I played in a long time. I lost, but it was such a great game because I was able to finally get just a really good positioning battle back and forth I haven't gotten in a while.
I don't think I've ever gotten to play against him.
I think he mentioned I played him like 2 or 3 years ago when he was first getting the game. I don't remember it. I mean,
one of you guys should write down your name as Jeremy Shea the next time you go to a tournament because Jordan Nocht and I, this was the first event in 6 or 7 straight events that him and I didn't play each other. Like 3 events in a row, we played each other first round. Like it's like they see our two names, they go, these two must play round one.
So that's how he's always winning, is that he always has a bye first round?
Hey,
I have not lost all of my games to him, no.
I will say one other thing. When on the sheet for his opponent, he wrote down Keith instead of my name, so I took that as a compliment. Like,
oh. Keith, really?
And after the email, I looked at Keith. I'm like, oh, that's nice. That's a compliment. I must have played well. Keith. So, well, yeah. And then Jeremy Patterson got stuck. Jeremy Patterson went through all the Madison people.
Yeah.
And then he lost to Jordan Nock at the end.
Yeah, a little bit of spoiler. Jeremy Patterson played me round one. And then he played, was it Jordan round 2?
What was the terrain like?
The terrain, we had water on our table.
Was it deep or shallow?
It was shallow.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Was it shallow when it mattered? Did you know it was shallow ahead of time?
Spoiler alert, it's always shallow.
It's always shallow. Yeah. No, he was one listing it. He's trying, and he's, Jeremy Patterson said this, that in the past he's had a little bit of a trouble with an anger issue, not unlike one podcaster that we have here that has admitted in the past he struggled with this. And so he one listed it and was like, I'm just here to have fun. I'm not trying to be competitive. And then he got second place. So, you know, good for him. And he was much more relaxed than I've seen him at some events. So that's good for him that it's working. Because that's a really hard habit to kick when you're playing a competitive game is being competitive and getting angry. Like, that's really hard to stop doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I thought he did really well. I mean, my game against him, I think I punted on the decision of which caster to play, which I had a new list I was trying out, and I chose to play it against him. And I shouldn't have. It was bad, and I knew that list was going to be bad against trolls. So I didn't realize how bad it was going to be against trolls until I played it. And
it was really bad.
It was really bad.
Good to know.
Good to know. So
you went 3-1 for the day.
Right? I went 3-1 for the day, but I did lose to Jeremy round one. So I mean, it's easier to go 3-1 when you lose your first one. To be honest, I mean, we all know that.
And then Andy was there as well.
Yep.
Unleashed some cricks.
Yeah, I went there. I went 3-1 as well. My only loss was against Jeremy as well.
Yep.
Jeremy Patterson, that is.
Yeah, that's it.
My game against Jeremy, I made the decision to allow him to get some control points right away in lieu of me destroying his army. And then it turned out where I could not get to his zone to stop him from getting points. I was one round too late.
You played him in round two, right?
It always feels like giving somebody 1 or 2 points might not matter, and then all of a sudden it gets terrifying.
Yep. Yeah. And that's what happened there. I mean, I murdered everything in his army. He had 4 models left, and I just couldn't get around
to contest the zone.
Well,
and I mean, that P-Madrak brick is... you can take apart a lot of it, and if the core that's left is like Mulg Earthborn Caster, that's still a huge problem.
Well, and it's just it's interesting how sometimes people let you do that. Like,
yeah.
In the last event that we had here that I got to play in, the Butcher Raffle one, 2 of my wins I won by scenario, and in one of them all I had left was my caster and a random 2-point solo, and the other one I had my caster and 1 trooper, and both of them I won on scenario just because they could kill everything and I didn't care because. Yeah. I was throwing it at them outside of the zone, and it's so frustrating as the other person, you know, when you're murdering everything and you're murdering it not in the zone and you just can't get through.
Yeah, I could have made an effort to go into the zone. Yeah. I just figured I would get there enough time, and I was 1 round too late to get over there. Yeah. But otherwise, it was a good game. I mean, it's solid.
Yeah.
It worked out well.
Yeah, I mean, I won't do a whole blow-by-blow because I know how that makes Brian's head explode. But
we don't care about the games anymore.
No, I want to talk about my new list because my new list is cool.
Oh, yes, you should. I think this is a list that you thought of. I think pretty cool.
Yeah, it's actually...
Jeremy had a good idea.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it went 1-1 yesterday, but...
Whose idea was it to hire mates? Because that was a good idea.
Wow.
Was that your idea, Katie? Okay, so Jeremy now has had one good
idea. I've had
that
one good idea. Yeah. All right, so anyway, the list is an Epic Viros theme force, but it's not all the Griffins, which is the classic way you see the Epic Viros theme force. It's Epic Viros, full unit of Dawnguard Sentinels with a Solus Escort and the UA, second unit of Dawnguard Sentinels with just a Solus Escort, Dawnguard Invictors with UA and a Solus Escort, and the Hyperion. And then it's got the 2 Arcanists are the last 2 points. So it's a Hyperion, 3 units of infantry, and Viros. I fooled around a little bit with dropping the Hyperion for an Aspis, 2 Dawnguard Dester Thanes, and a min unit of Desters. I think I like it better with the Hyperion because I'm looking at it as a Menoth matchup, and having a possible answer to Zealots makes them play Zealots differently because that crit consume is like, oh, no more Zealots under the feet turn. That worked out well for me.
Right.
And critting on Def 12, not that hard. So, like, they have to actually think about that with their Zealot. So I like it better.
Well, we mentioned, too, just having the ability to have a crit consume makes a person play better. It's like the Conquest only crit devastates, but you still have to play against it.
Yep.
You still have to prepare for it.
So yeah, because if you don't, it can just destroy your entire plan with 1 lucky crit.
Yeah, just having that chance on the table will cause people to play differently.
The difference between the Hyperion and the Conquest, and I'm finding this out a lot as I play the list, is because my awesome crit is range 10 and his awesome crit is range 15, I have to play the Hyperion way further forward than I want to, and so it's really important to screen it. Whereas with the Conquest, it can kind of sit in the back and do work and make people terrified. If the Hyperion's not up close, they don't have to be scared of the gun because the gun won't reach them. So the big thing, the reason I play it in theme, is that both units of Dawnguard Sentinels get advanced deployed. And it's the only benefit I get. Theoretically, if I had Dawnguard Dester's unit in there, they would be discounted price. But the 2 units of ADing Weapon Masters, Mat 7 with Reach, it gives me a huge scenario presence.
Plus, aren't you benefited a higher deployment role? You were the game we played.
The game we played, I misplayed that. Okay. I thought I had that, and then I went back and I double-checked, and I did not.
Oh, okay.
Literally, the only benefit I have is the Sentinel's AD. Okay. If I play the horses, 1 Dawnguard Dester Thane gives all Dawnguard Desters +2 speed on turn 1. That's the only other benefit you can get other than the thing that people that play with all the jacks, they get 1 free focus on their jacks. But I don't play. I'm playing it literally just tier 2. All I get is the AD. But the AD Sentinels are huge. you always want to go first with this list for obvious reasons. But if you go first and you run Speed 5 Weapon Masters from the AD line up there, then where they are, they can kill a crap ton of them, theoretically. And then my Invictors and my Caster, who's kind of a monster himself, and my Hyperion, kill everything they sent up there. And I still have more Weapon Masters because it's hard to kill 22 Weapon Masters. And then alternatively, they're like, oh man, those guys are Reach Weapon Masters with Vengeance. I better like stand back and shoot at them. And I go, okay, charge everything forward again. Now I own all of the scenario zones forever and always. And then I just win.
And you feat.
And then I feat, yes. It's also hilarious to feat with the 20 Reach Weapon Masters that I can move anywhere on the table when you kill things. And people look at it and they're just like, well, if I kill... no, that won't. No, if I kill... No, then he'll engage all of the guns I have in the entire game. Yeah. Well, if I... No, that doesn't work either. Like, you sit there and watch people on your feet.
He makes his army Mark 1 Bane Knights.
Yeah. They don't get to attack. They don't get to attack.
I know. They don't get to attack. But, yeah, but the repositioning is...
It's amazing.
Is
and, even playing against P. Madrak, whose feet is overtaken.
Remember
an extra attack.
Remember when he was spoiled and people thought his feet was
bad? Terrible? I do.
People are so dumb.
Like... P. Madrick's feat was like, he'd come in, he'd kill somebody. He's like, oh man, I get to overtake before you move. Okay, so you overtake. Pick which direction you're going. Excellent. So the guy you would overtake to next, he's who I'll move. Now whatever you just move gets to kill one more thing and is stranded.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if that was Molg is, that's where Molg is. He's done.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing.
So how would you go about, because I'm trying to think through what I would do to try and combat that. And
you pop Epic Denny's feet.
Yeah. Something like against certain casters.
I meant the circle specifically because, yeah. You know, what I would do is I would run my guys up there, but then, you know, the wolves would sprint back and then I'd have my shrimp shoot and then you would own the scenario. And
if you have a strong enough defensive feat,
you can
just not kill anything and defend yourself. Like Epic Denny's feat or either Denegra's feat.
Epic Haley.
Either of the damage you when you move ones like Harbinger or Old Witch.
Yep.
The Epic speed Kruger debuff ones. Like,
Epic Kruger because they move at their normal speed and they're speed 5, so then they're all of a sudden moving 2 inches and you don't care.
Yeah. I was thinking Epic him.
The other thing, too, is you can also use weapons that kill multiple things because he can only
theoretically,
still,
except I... Like, against most armies that take that stuff, I'm going to spread them out. The thing is, if you have a bunch of Pow 10 shooting, I will clump up. Because between deflection and D-line, then I have a bunch of armor 19 jerks standing around on the field, and your Pow 10s just don't scare me.
But if you get some good spray 10s and you make a mistake, you can kill 3 or 4 guys, and you only get one move.
Right.
Yes.
So it's definitely...
But it's not only just to prevent them from moving under feet, it's also... The feat is to buy him the Alpha Strike next turn.
Yep.
So if you have something defensive that prevents that...
Yeah.
You can go like, okay, you feed it, I just won't kill anybody this turn, and you're not going to charge me next turn because I put up Temporal Barrier, I put up, something...
And, theoretically, there are lots of things you can do. I know that offensively...
The game we played with Centurion, I was excited to play Axis against you, and then you ducked me.
Well, I wanted to try it against Menoth,
The speed debuff. Anything like that prevents not only... It reduces the speed on his feet move, but it also means he can't charge you next turn.
The other thing that the list has that helps protect against things that aren't feats is with the Soulless Escorts on all three units...
Yeah.
Trying to get a speed debuff. The first game I played against Nate, he wanted to get a speed debuff on one of the units so that it was a problem that he got the speed debuff on, but he had to be within 3 inches of the unit to do that, and then I just shot his caster to death.
Yeah.
Because the caster was so far up, and that was a corner case. Obviously, if you have an arc node, you could do it differently, but you will lose that arc node then. And so it's an interesting game. There are certain factions it cannot play against. It'll never see play against Krix because there are... two things that have magical weapons. It's my caster and the Hyperion. And the Hyperion's little pop guns are not magical, sadly. So it's got a gun, its fist, and my caster that are magical. So it's really bad against Krix.
Its fists are magical?
Its fists are magical. Oh, that's true of all... I think... I want to say every Ret Jack except the Sphinx has magical melee weapons.
I never noticed that.
Yeah.
Magic.
It's something Ret just does. But yeah, I was shocked when I found out his little side guns weren't, because almost every gun on a Jack in Ret is also magical, and his little side guns aren't. So there are certain things you can do. Blood Witch's mini feat for incorporeal hurts the list a lot. So playing against Krix is really, really bad, but it's really strong against Menoth. It spreads out enough that in general the AoEs aren't a problem, and I don't care if he's killing one guy with an AoE off of a Jack when I have 20 Weapon Masters that then just go murder his Jacks. It, I think, is actually a fairly
you're
good matchup.
Almost like you're playing a Krix list.
Almost like. It's kind of a cool feeling. And they're all fearless, so it is a lot like playing Krix because he has Inspiration Dawnguard. So all three units are fearless as long as one of them is within 10 inches of him, which, handily, there's a Soulless Escort who's just like, I'm going to hang out by Vyros. So, yeah, I think it's really good against Circle because, again, I've got defense against the spells. And, again, like you said, Circle doesn't have a lot of good answers for this list.
Well, I was thinking, too, most are because then you can sprint away. You can go in with your wolf. Mm-hmm. You can sprint away. Mm-hmm. And then you put up the pillars, and hopefully you've killed enough that you're taking three down. You're taking enough down, and then you're distracting three because they have to kill a pillar. And then it's not as
what
big
I'd prob-
of a
honestly, what I'd do against Mosar, it's not a bad idea, but the problem is you would do that. You'd kill five or six Dawn Guards, you'd put up your pillars, and then the other 15 Dawn Guards would run at you, and then you'd never get in the zone again. Because I don't care if they attack, they just need to make sure you don't ever get to do anything.
Well, but, I mean, I also have the stones, too, so I can shift behind them, theoretically.
Yeah, that's the goal, is the only thing I want to kill is one stone in each unit.
Right.
And as long as I kill one stone in each unit, I don't care.
Well, that's tactics for anybody taking on
It's true, yeah.
Right, and I mean, most Circle players are going to then keep it behind something, so you have to go through other stuff before you can get to it.
And that's where the feat comes in, is hopefully as you kill things, I open up attack lanes to your stones. It'd be an interesting position.
Hey, why don't you guys try that game on Wednesday, Katie? You can bring your models and play a game, as you oft times do.
As I oft times do, that is correct. I was busy.
She was busy cleaning her house last week. She was teaching the major showing her how to clean.
I know how to do it. I don't, want to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's a really cool list. I had a lot of fun playing it. I plan to play it more. We'll see. I may bring it to War Machine Weekend. It needs some more playtesting. But I really like the list. It's very fun. It's very different for Rhett. And it's nice to have something different. And I mean, it's backstopping Ron, so it's not like I have to cover that many matchups. Ron's so good against the field in general that like Menoth is the big thing I have to answer. And then after that, Virus just has to have a couple of things where you can drop him.
So. Yeah, that's fun.
Hooray!
There were, I think, two funny things at RatCon. One, there was like 8. There's like 12 signups, and like there's like 10 to 12 signups. Like 14 showed up, so Rick was a little overwhelmed. So
a little bit.
Last second, more people started showing up. Rick had to like scramble. Yeah. And Tony from Chicago picked up Jordan Knock and came. And they switched to Jordan's car and came. And then when he was at the con, Tony realized his models were in his car back at Jordan's house.
He had exactly one model with him. he had Ron with him. He was going to play Rat, and he only had Ron with him.
So basically, instead of just not doing anything, they let him borrow someone's army. But they basically started the death clock, and he put a list together. And by the time he was ready to start playing, he had lost like 25 minutes. And he was playing a troll army he's never played before. And his first matchup was like against Egaspy. He lost via death clock, which was not terribly shocking. But he tried very hard. He still had a pretty good day. I think he went 2-2 or 3-1 on the day.
He was because I played him at the 2-1 game. So he went he was 2-1. No, I was the pair down. He was 1-2. So he went 1-3 on the day. But I mean, he was playing a really janky troll list with like burrowers and no. Who's the no foul caller for the Burrowers? And it was a weird list.
Well, at that point, he's just there to have fun.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. He had no idea. He was just giving it. Here are some models, play this.
And every game, he'd sit down and he'd start to do something. And one of his opponents, he said this happened literally every game. Someone would be like, well, you know those guys have this rule, right? He's like, they what? And he'd like pick up the card and he'd look at it. He's like, oh my gosh, they have this rule.
And our Jordan forgot his Butcher 2, so he had a one list all day.
What?
Yeah.
His Butcher 2 left
He left just Butcher 2 at home.
So you know he went 2-2 with his one.
He went 2-2 one listing it, and no one there, like a bunch of people there owned a Butcher 2, but none of them brought him with. So and the store didn't have one for sale.
It's a shame the one model Tony brought wasn't Butcher 2
because that would have been kismet.
Then I found out that stupid War Machine Weekend qualifier in the one I went to was like the second highest attendance.
Second highest.
And so now I have an actual chance of being in the stupid Invitational. And I haven't played a goddamn much War Machine in the last 3 months. So
yeah, so all of a sudden Brian has to remember how to play the game competitively.
Your hope is that the War Machine Invitational, they're at the last moment going to cancel it and have you all play competitive Lords of Waterdeep.
That would be amazing.
I have a chance at that right now with the way I'm playing. So.
But you're stuck with the Beholder hero.
I can coach.
But yeah, so Brian might wind up playing since he's the second alternate.
Last year they usually pull in two or three. So
they pulled in three last year. So
I would be so it's kind of
it'd be exciting to see a Madison guy make the cut.
Yeah, it's
been a you've been, seen a Madison guy make the cut.
He's not in the 2 years that I've been to War Machine Weekend.
2 years ago I was there, and then last
not in the 2 years I played. Last year no Madison guys.
We're not going to count.
That's Ben. 1 year.
Yeah, Ben.
Ben. Oh, no, Ben didn't make it last year. You're right. I apologize. Ben.
Yeah, every year.
I forget because he hasn't played like it all this year.
We had Keith and Jim. Then it was Keith and me. Or it was, Keith and Jim, Keith and me. Then Ben.
Then Ben.
And then maybe
this year you. Kind of cool. Be a tradition then. that point.
And then and one of you guys will win the invitational, the last chance.
Oh, yeah. Card. I'm gonna make it all the way through with Rhett. You just wait and see that happen. Yeah.
And then
everyone will have to paint all of my...
Yeah.
Oh, no. There would be people would come together and do that.
I think people would. I think, honestly, if I managed to qualify with my mostly unpainted Rhett, we would go buy three colors of paint and a bunch of us would just slap three colors on some
It's
model.
Rhett. You prime them white and draw some blue shit on them and base it.
I refuse to use the studio color scheme.
Back to drawing dicks on things.
No, the models that Katie's painted for me look really good, and I do not like the Rhett studio color scheme. So models,
was it Katie plural? Or was it the maids?
She's painted several. Like, the Halberdiers unit is completely painted, and it looks really good.
Well, there are some spots that I missed. They look okay.
I think they look really good. Katie is harder on herself than
I am. Realistic about my painting ability. But thank you, dear.
Speaking of War Machine Weekend and painting, so I have four models left that I have to paint for my Vanguard list, and I now officially am certain that all of my Vanguards are going to be there.
Nice.
Because there is the one person that I hadn't gotten a hold of that I mentioned that I had private message, and he wasn't responding to my private messages. He heard that episode, and he PM'd me on Muse and Minis, and was like, dude, I never got a private message from you. So apparently just none of my private messages got to him. So I responded to that private message, like, awesome, sounds great. And then it occurred to me that I private messaged him to tell him that, you know... So if he's still not getting my private messages, he never got that response either.
So the new communication method with this guy is he's going to listen to our podcasts, and then you'll get to send him one message, and then he will PM you.
Yeah.
Perhaps he should PM you his email.
He said he was going to bring it, so that means they know.
You could just go through, like, snail mail at this point, right?
I could have, yeah.
What four models do you have to paint?
I need to do some touch-ups on Ayana and Holt. I need to just put base on the Commodore Cannon crew, and then Bart and Shay. So just Bart and Shay.
You know what you could do is you could actually purchase Jim's.
Jim's Bart.
Jim's Bart. And I think his Shay's painted as well.
His Bart's painted really well.
His Bart is awesome.
It's one of his best models.
And his Zion and Holt are really nice, too.
Yeah, I should touch base with Jim and see about picking those up. Because my Zion and Holt look like crap because they were painted in 15 minutes. At Adepticon last year.
I think what slowed Jim down is he painted his Bart amazingly well. He painted his Ayana Holt really well. Then he painted
his Rock Bottom.
And then he painted his Hawk. And he couldn't quite get Hawk right. And I think that because his Hawk is it's a step down to his other stuff. But his other stuff is so good that I think he just disgruntled himself when he saw his Hawk. He's like, it wasn't up to the par of everything else. So he had half his Mercs painted and he lost motivation.
You mean Jim set a really high bar for himself and then got disgruntled when he didn't meet it once?
It never happens.
I know. That was a shocking statement I just said. But that is what happened. But his Bart is really sweet looking.
Speaking of painting as well, I'm heading up, setting up a painting lounge over at War Machine Weekend. We have a room set aside that we're going to have a bunch of mentors, like painting mentors, modeling mentors, and such, that you'll be able to come in and paint or just pick our brains. So we'll have that pretty much most of the War Machine Weekend.
Ooh, and also there has been some more official confirmation from various podcasts that they're going to participate in Clusterfuckapalooza. So I'm excited
that.
About that.
Yeah, I finally got some. I knew that we'd get some last-minute energy going
last
to
minute
it.
Yeah.
And if we get more people to show up, it's a good idea.
I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to it because it'll be the first time I'm actually drinking while podcasting.
I'll be doing lots of board games. Hopefully Thursday night and maybe Friday night might be the podcasting, but Thursday night a lot of board games. I'm going to try to play War Machine during the days, but try to just play nonstop board games at night.
Because we're leaving after work on Thursday.
Yeah, we're not going to be there for anything Thursday.
We'll be having tons of fun before you get there, and then when you show up, we'll all be done.
Yeah, Brian, they'll be all in bed.
Leave earlier.
I told you we should leave earlier.
Take a half day on Thursday and leave at noon. What the hell?
Ask your boss, can you work longer the first couple days? Can you stay later and leave? We're going to be doing this by 7
o'clock. It's going to be a really fun night, and we're going to miss it if we don't leave
until
6.
A ton of board games all night long, and you guys are going to show up and we're going to be done.
Leave at noon.
Yeah, we should leave at noon.
You're a fucking accountant. It's not like you need to be there at a specific time.
No, there are accounting emergencies.
No, they're not. It's not true.
So you guys are leaving at noon on Thursday because that's going to happen.
The only way I know for a fact I can guarantee we'll leave at noon on Thursday is if I find out Wesley Crusher is going to be there.
Who?
He is. You didn't know that?
Will Katie? Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
I don't know who Wesley Crusher is.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Wow.
He's on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
He's on...
Yeah, Big Bang Theory.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Yes, Jangles. He is. That's his character.
He plays himself on Big Bang Theory.
He plays himself.
He's the nemesis of Sheldon.
So Will Wheaton is this actor you might have heard of before or
I've
wet yourself of, in front of.
I've heard of him. I haven't heard of Wesley Crush.
Well, see, because anyway. Sheldon's bowling team is called Wesley Crushers.
The Wesley Crushers.
That's the name of the bowling team. It's funny because the character's name was Wesley Crusher. Ha-ha!
Anyway. But so anyway, I would like to leave earlier. The other thing is, speaking of times and Machine Weekend and ridiculousness, did anyone else notice that the pre-registration for Adepticon starts at 7 o'clock Thursday night, the weekend of War Machine Weekend? And what the heck?
That's dumb.
That's terrible timing.
Which means you have, if you want to play games at Adepticon, you have between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock to register or you're fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, which reminds me, speaking of being fucked, Travis, we did not mention Travis last week, and he was like, he was disappointed. It was the first
time.
Did
he cry on the inside?
He was like, what's this call out? We've called out Travis like for 30 episodes in a row.
He hasn't psycho-texted me in the last week or so. Is he dead?
He went to Arizona he had a date or something. He was in Arizona for a week. I don't know. He was in Arizona for a week.
I thought he was like married with like a child.
He is, but he was. You know, he wanted to get away. He's back now. But, I mean, he was having some fun in Arizona. I think it was a work-related thing.
If we have a child, can I go on a date?
No.
For, like, a week?
No.
Will you take care of them?
No.
That sounds like a good idea.
No.
I don't like where this is going.
Okay.
Let's continue to discuss it in this direction.
Okay. Anyway, so those of you who hadn't noticed, P.S., 7 o'clock, while you guys are all trying to play board games at War Machine Weekend, that's also pre-reg for Adepticon.
We have smartphones and laptops.
I have an iPad. Yeah. I'll have my iPad.
If I do get there early, that's what I'm going to do. I'll be playing a board game. I'd be like, hold on a second, guys. Okay, now an hour later, because it takes forever to register for Adepticon, I'm back.
I enjoyed your sound effects.
That's how he types on a computer.
Oh, I thought that was how he played board games.
Both, yes. Both.
Maybe I'll talk to Susan.
Okay.
About getting off.
Maybe you should do that.
Wait. Tell me more about you and Susan getting off.
It's fun.
Do we announce our podcasting, Andy? Do we have like a thing?
We have no.
We have no Zappy Grumbles?
No.
Zappy Grumble!
No.
Nothing.
Right, I was curious.
Well, how are we doing on time?
We're doing fine.
Okay. Do we need to like continue talking or?
Do we have a corner for Katie?
Yeah, do you have a corner for Katie?
That would require that I play. Something
like a life goal, like a life thing.
You should play War Machine more.
You should. Agreed.
Play War Machine more often. Here's the thing: at some point, you're going to get to the point where you're going to say, "I either need to play a lot more War Machine, or I'm never going to be good at the game."
I feel like you could theoretically also occasionally think about it. Because you've mentioned that the only time you want to think about War Machine is like I'm at the store, I have my models. Okay, now it's War Machine time. I'll think about it. Which, at some point, it also helps your game to think about lists.
Well, I know, but like there's somebody who posted on the forums. It was a few weeks back now, and he was like, "I've been playing for years, and I don't know why I still suck." And he's like, "Well, I play like one game a week," and it's like,
"Oh, I remember that."
I think it's pretty obvious why you suck. Like you need to play a lot more War Machine.
Katie's Corner, calling it like it is for the last 44 episodes.
Like you know what I mean? Like you need to put a lot of time and effort into it.
That's why both Jim. That's one of the big reasons that Jim and Ben have stopped playing. They felt that they didn't have the time to play it and be good enough, and they don't want to play it and be mediocre.
Yeah.
And look at Keith. He goes to an event or he plays in a tournament probably two or three times a month, yep. And then he plays, you know, 6 to 10 games probably a week. Like he is playing War Machine all the time. He is always thinking about it, and that's why he's so good. I mean, there's obviously talent and stuff too. But you can't, you know, at some point, if you want to take your game to the next level, it's putting in a lot of time and effort into it. And I think we've covered that before.
Yeah, there is. Now, but you live with someone else who plays the game. Is there a reason you two don't like...
And I have a table set up downstairs. I have terrain that Brian made for me. And I've suggested playing. I have.
To be fair, if you live with me,
would you want to play games with me? Like, would you want to play War Machine?
She probably sees him enough during the day.
Yeah.
Would you really?
Yeah. I don't know. Last time you were like, "Hey, maybe we'll play some War Machine." Jordan came over and played with you instead. So
he shows Jordan over you.
That's not exactly how I remember it happening. But.
That's basically what happened. We were talking about it like the day or the night before. And Jordan was supposed to come over to hang out and watch TV, and instead they played War Machine, and I hung out by myself.
I'm so excited. Speaking of movies, I've been trying to get you to watch The Ascent for a year and a half, and we're finally going to watch it this week for Halloween.
Yeah, we are.
I'm excited.
We went to Sam's Club, and by we, I mean I went to Sam's Club and got candy bars for handing out. I'm really excited.
I thought it was when we watched the movie.
No. We would all go into a diabetic coma. She bought 90 full-size candy bars.
That's a party.
You're going to be that house
She's
on the
be,
block.
I am going to be that house.
You're the full-size candy bar.
You're going to be the full-size. Well, I think there's only 90 kids that come to our door. If there are more, then I'm just going to turn the lights
then
on.
You're the egg
hey,
house.
By the way, you need to replace the light.
You should
in
maybe
our
buy one fun size bag as your emergency stash when the 90 full size ones run out.
And just give the 91st kid a bag of candy. Sorry, there you go. It's like, wow, you're the best people ever.
No, I'm just going to turn off my
lights. What night is that happening?
I think it's Thursday.
The trick-or-treating, we should check. They
well, I don't want to schedule the movie.
Halloween is Thursday.
Yeah,
no, it's like this published thing now. I don't know which night it is.
Oh, but you're asking the descent?
Well, because, I mean, we can't. Obviously, we have to do that a different night.
Yes. I would say either Tuesday or Friday.
All right. I make all my plans via podcast. That's just
Tuesday was board game night, and I got Twa in the mail, so we were going to play Twa.
Well, let's find out what night
you
the thing is.
You never told me that.
Tuesdays are board game night at Mystery. We know this.
Yeah. No, we just never attend that.
It's because it's so far away.
It is almost a 15 to 17 minute drive.
Oh my goodness.
It's more like 30.
Yeah, when you get off at exactly at 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
I wait to 4:15 and it's
yeah, most, at 4:15 it may very well be a 15 minute drive.
At 5 o'clock
at 5 o'clock it's a half hour drive at best.
And it's even worse than that because I get off work at 5. I have to go home and feed all the animals. That takes me to 5:20.
Don't the maids do that?
No. They're lazy. And, what, Nathan?
I was not going to guess at race.
Wow, you're a terrible person.
I didn't!
You guessed correctly.
Wow.
But they're very friendly.
He just flew right off a cliff. Yeah. Yeah, they speak English, so that's
Nate, was it nice being a press ganger and a judge?
No, I assumed they're Caucasian.
Yeah, you guessed correctly.
Yeah.
Right into a wall.
So that takes me to 5:20. And then I have to find some kind of dinner once I get there. So by the time I'd actually play any kind of game, it would be like 6:15.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Oh, my goodness.
It wouldn't work. That'd be like one game, and then I would drive all the way back.
Why wouldn't it be two games?
Because by the time we play, so
8 o'clock bedtime.
You got to sit there and wait for them to finish the first game, isn't it, and then play the second game. I don't know. I hate getting there late. I agree with you entirely.
Leave work earlier.
Grumble, grumble.
I can't leave work earlier. After I've been there for 2 years,
I get done with work at 3.
I might be able to ask to leave at 4:30, but there is already somebody who leaves at 3:30, so I can't. That position is already taken.
Get them fired.
Yeah,
I don't think I am. She's been there for like 15 years.
Mess up her numbers.
No,
it's like carry a one
or subtract zeros.
From hearing Katie's stories, messing up your numbers isn't enough to lose your job as an accountant. Apparently, you can be grossly incompetent and it doesn't matter.
It's true. Hey,
yeah, the only thing you'd be good at is math, and you don't have to be that good.
Everyone, I'm not an accountant. My accounting team hunts a lot, except for me, so I don't want to piss any of them off.
So, during Thanksgiving, you're the only one working. Is they're all off hunting animals, and you'll be the one adding the numbers.
Yeah, my manager was really excited when I asked off not the week of Thanksgiving. Well, I did, but when I asked off, not like the entire.
Not the whole week.
Not the whole month of November.
So you're wasting those time. That vacation time would be used for War Machine Weekend.
Yeah, hey, we could just cancel and not go see your family.
No, I don't think that's an option at this point. Oh, I think they disown me.
It's Jeremy's fault.
You're still going. You're going to War Machine Weekend. Just
we're
leave
going.
It. Just leave at
leaving
noon.
Leaving a half day early.
It's 4 extra hours. They're not going to begrudge you leaving at noon.
No,
Katie
really
gives
not.
You the chance to call her his father ugly.
I took that week off.
You took the week off?
I took the whole fucking week
off. To go visit Jeremy's family?
No, I had like 50 hours of vacation time that wasn't going to roll over because only so much can roll over.
Yeah.
So I just took that. I was like, meh, I'll take this week off. Why not?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
XCOM Enemy Within comes out that Tuesday.
I know.
Which is the worst thing. So
that was the worst
2 days
timing.
Before I want to go to War Machine, the most addicting game in the world.
It's possible I may just not sleep for 2 days so I can play that game a lot.
I downloaded XCOM on my iPad mini and it does not work. Correctly.
Yeah, it's got a bug where in iOS 7 it crashes like 30 seconds into a mission.
Hopefully it's fixed on Friday when I get my iPad.
I think that's just the sectoids fucking with
me. I heard it's just the mini. And they did release an update, and I haven't tried it yet, but that's because the update information was like, this will get you through, but it's not fixed yet. And so I was like, well, it's not really fixed
So it's like
yet.
A life preserver and not a rescue?
Yeah. So, but I heard it's only for the mini.
It's only an issue on the mini.
Because
Brian's going to go drop the amount most people drop on a small car on an iPad.
And I'm going to battle. I've been going to battle the
I
Apple.
I can't believe
Apple
you're going to be one of those people.
Well, I'm there to
you're
fight them. I'm buying two iPads, one for me, one for my mom.
You can tell yourself you're not one
you
of
could,
them.
You could buy. You could buy three iPads.
They limited two. I asked today.
Your mom doesn't need one.
Your mom doesn't need one.
Katie, you can go with him, and you can buy two.
But I just want him to go. I'm also going with a friend.
There's a couple of us going, so it won't be as bad. I'm going to play on my Android phone the entire time. I'm like, leave me alone, people.
Just to taunt them.
I'm buying their product because that's where all the software is. I still hate it.
How has it been so many years and none of those goddamn board games or anything are out on Android tablets?
I'm going to download
it's
probably.
It's ridiculous. They're better in every way.
Yep.
They are.
Android is superior hardware.
They probably got a contract with them or something.
No, the problem is in order to write it for the App Store, you have to write it in fucking German. And so you write it in a way that it's not translatable to Android, and they intentionally designed it that way. So you have to pick which one you're writing for, and you're like, well, I'll get more sales on the App Store, so done.
Well, it's not only that. When you write for Apple, Apple has one operating system version at a time.
Yep.
Android has, every company has their own type. Each phone has version 1, version 2, version 3. Then you multiply that by 70.
Yeah.
And then all those little versions make writing software harder, and that's why the Android's behind. Like I'm probably gonna spend like $700 to $800 on the iPad, and I'm probably gonna spend $200 on apps, all like $10 apps. Like gonna get like Eclipse and Warhammer Quest and XCOM, and I'm gonna get
Small World.
I could list rides. 30 minutes of things I'm gonna buy opening day on the iPad, and then But anyway, so that's what I'm going to punch it. I'm going to punch an Apple fan in the face.
Probably. I really hope that I don't watch the news. We've covered that on this podcast previously. I may watch the news that night just to see local Madison man goes crazy in line waiting for an iPad and punches out three people. I'm like, I know that guy.
I watched a video online. I've been like researching how crazy that store gets for these launches. Oh, there's a video like before iPad 2 launched. Like all the Apple employees were running outside high-fiving everyone in line. They're all cheering and chanting Apple. I'm just like, man, I'm going to punch someone in that particular moment.
I hate Apple so much.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
I hate them too, but I want to play.
I really like my phone and my mini. And I really liked my laptop before it died after like 6 or 7 years. And then Jeremy made me get another computer and it wasn't as amazing and I hate it.
It works amazing. You love the way it plays Civ 5 and stuff.
Okay, I used to have my own laptop, and then Jeremy talked me into getting this laptop, and now Jeremy has a laptop.
I do not. It's hooked up downstairs to the TV, which is where you wanted it.
No, I wanted a laptop that I could play and do my thing, and then my parents got me an iPad mini, so I just gave up on trying to make that thing work.
The purpose of a laptop isn't to hook it up to a television.
But it's amazing that way.
Oh, my laptop. My laptop is I'm constantly streaming TV through my laptop.
Yeah.
But why have it be a laptop then?
It's not. It's a TV. It's a plug-in to my TV.
Right. Like the portability is the selling point of a laptop.
Because sometimes we do use it for portability. Like when we go to her parents' house.
I'm just saying I could have bought a much cheaper laptop.
And then she could have afforded more maids.
I only need the one.
So do we have any recommendations? Anybody?
what's the maid service name? We can give them a shout out.
It's like Greco. Maids.
Greco?
Greek.
It's like Grotki. It's like Grotkai.
He took the two names of his daughters and smooshed them together.
Yeah, it's like Grotsky.
And so it's just like a made up word.
K-I or something. I kid you not.
German? Do you have German maids?
No, it's the guy who owns it took his two daughters' names and like cut those in half and then stuck the two halves together. It's like
a reverse Solomon.
Yeah, it's weird. So I think it's like Grotsky or something like that.
And it's like Greco.
When I asked the question, I think it was like, do we have 10-minute answer? I apologize.
Yeah, you started this. This is all your fault.
I didn't think this would happen.
I grab my checkbook. I can read it.
I'm going to recommend the TV show Orphan Black. It was on BBC. I just watched all 10 episodes on Blu-ray in the last day. It's kind of it's a girl who basically she's an orphan. She finds out she's a clone, and there's like different versions of her running around. And it's kind of a cool British sci-fi. It's pretty crazy.
I saw commercials for it all the time when I was watching Doctor Who.
Yeah, and that's when I first saw it. I'm like, I want to watch it. But the actress, I mean, she plays these people really well. People were really mad she didn't get nominated for the Emmy.
I guess she plays a whole bunch of different characters.
And they really do feel – and the special effects, I mean, the characters, it's not like when there's two in the room, like one's here, one, and then the camera flips. Like they're interacting with each other, so they're really doing all sorts of really neat digital tricks.
Like Multiplicity.
Yeah, well – Yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, that's still a bit. If you want a clone movie, you watch Multiplicity because that's where the top
amazing.
Is. But if you want a more sci-fi, edgy feel, then you watch Orphan Black.
Steve, I have a wallet. I can drive a car.
I like pizza.
I like pizza.
There is no clone like that in this, unfortunately. There is a psycho clone, but there's no clone as cool.
There's
as
no number four.
There is no.
She likes my pee-pee.
She touched my peppy.
No pee-pee. Peppy.
Sorry, Pepe.
Well, yeah. We should add that to the Halloween. We'll watch.
Yes.
We'll watch The Descent and Multiplicity.
Never seen Multiplicity.
That's why we should.
I know. That's why we're gonna make you watch it.
She's also never seen Fifth Element.
Yeah.
I know. Well,
sounds like a full night.
I am getting her into some.
That'd
horror
be the
movies.
Weirdest combination of movies ever.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to find a light horror movie to go with The Descent.
Like Multiplicity.
No.
I thought you told me The Descent was a light horror.
It
movie.
It is light, but I want a lighter.
Fucking Speed Racer.
It's not horror.
I got right. that for Christmas for you last year.
I'm going to watch it before Christmas this year. That is my goal.
No.
They're going on a year and a half on The Descent, so that's still a farther backlog.
You didn't actually, you know, spend money for them to go to actually
not
do
them.
It.
I've seen the movie.
No. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, we need a special holiday to make us. See, I had to wait for a specific holiday.
We need a Speed Racer holiday.
We need a Speed Racer holiday. Then they'll watch.
When the fuck is NASCAR actually racing?
Sundays.
Sunday. So, anyway. Speaking of Sunday, Patriots won.
Yeah. Anyway, so
they destroyed the Dolphins in the second half.
My recommendation is done.
I recommend Fallout New Vegas.
That's a blast from the past.
It's a blast from the past, but there's kind of a reason I'm blast from the passing is that something happened to me that I think might have happened to a lot of people. So normally with games like this, you get them, you play them, they're wonderful, whatever, and then the DLCs come out, and the DLCs tend to just be optional stuff afterwards. They're their own little self-contained thing, whatever. Fallout New Vegas, they did kind of an interesting thing, which is that several of the DLCs actually tie in to the actual plot line and take place during it and explain a lot more about the world. But they waited longer than normal to drop these DLCs, so I think a significant percentage of people who played Fallout New Vegas never even bothered with the DLCs. I guarantee not one out of ten New Vegas owners played any of the DLCs. Like, they just waited way too long.
No, they did.
I never did. I never played the DLCs or anything.
I recently downloaded all, but I've not played it.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, I think a lot of people, number one, there's people out there who never played it, and I think Fallout New Vegas is better than Fallout 3. It's my favorite of the Skyrim, Oblivion, Fallout, you know, those style games. New Vegas is my favorite of them, and I never played the DLC, so I reinstalled it, and I'm playing through it now, and I'm enjoying it immensely, and the DLCs are really good and interesting, and you can get them dirt fucking cheap, because the game's several years old now.
It's so similar to 3, but they just made it, it's like Bioshock 2 to Bioshock 1, it's more polished. In some ways, I played 9 million hours of Fallout 3, so it's still kind of my more personal love, but New Vegas is a much more polished game. The how you interact with your minions are better, and how you do all these things is just better. Yeah. I may actually go through.
It's more polished, and they do interesting stuff like the it feels like it railroads you at the beginning, but it's actually a genius method to. The world is open; you can technically go any direction, but they use stronger level enemies to funnel you the direction the plot is waiting for you.
Right.
Whereas 3 did a lot more of you go here now. This is where you go now. Go here now. And in Vegas, it feels a little more organic because you're like, of course I'm going to go south on this highway because to the north is Death Claws. Yeah. And I'm going to go east because to the west is death and fire and hatred.
Yeah.
And so it felt more natural, and it's just really solid.
One thing side note, when I played New Vegas the first time, I went west instead of east.
Yeah, yeah.
And but, I was such a stubborn son of a bitch that I just kept going that way.
Also, one kind of funny thing they do is they teach you at the very beginning that it's okay to be a dickhead because the first thing that happens, you wake up in the town, whatever, and one of the first things that happens is the town is going to be attacked. Mm-hmm. And if you defend the town, okay, you're a good person. There's no more quests in that town. That town's pointless and stupid. If you help the bad guys conquer the town, you get like a million more quests. Those bad guys are your best friends.
Forever.
They're everywhere. You've got alliances with them, and it's like, wow, it really benefited me to murder that town.
One thing in the game I didn't like is there's like when you get to the end, you have like a big battle of two factions, and you can kind of get people to join your factions. Mm-hmm. And like certain factions would only join you in like really bizarre. Like if you interacted with this one guy and you didn't do this one certain thing, like later in the game you could never have the faction join you because of some weird mini interaction that didn't make any. That still made no sense.
Yeah, some of the faction loyalty triggers are a little weird.
Yeah,
also, some of the companions do not like certain factions, and so there's a juggling job there.
Yeah, but that part I think is kind of cool.
Yeah,
the minion interact your companion interaction, but I just didn't like that. Oh, I told that one guy I don't like popcorn, so now when it comes to like 4 hours, 80 hours later, I can't actually have his entire faction on because I don't like popcorn. Yeah. And it's like been 80 hours, so also, I can't go back.
At the end of Fallout 3, the game ends and you can't continue the plot anymore, and everybody hated it, and so then they did the same thing in New Vegas? Well, like, you would have thought they would have not?
Well, to be fair, the DLCs in
yeah.
made Fallout 3.
In 3, the DLCs you go afterwards. In New Vegas, they're more insets.
But I will say, when New Vegas came out, they specifically said when the game ends, it ends, and all DLCs will be yeah. for in the middle of the game, so they made it much more clear to the fan base, which I think could have been a better thing for Fallout 3. Although they wanted to be kind of a surprise
right.
ending, but then they realized people are like, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's mine. If you played New Vegas again, or if you played New Vegas,
Glenn
play it again.
Glenn posted a little, like a 40-minute little movie thing, some fan-made, like a Fallout thing, yeah. A video on our podcast. It was on our forum. It was actually pretty cool.
I haven't watched it yet. I saw the link. I haven't had a chance
to watch it. Yeah, we can cross-post it to this thread.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
I want to I think it's already been recommended, but the Sherlock Holmes that's on Netflix. My mom came to visit this past weekend, and I was like, I know a show that you'll like, and we're just sitting in our pajamas
Season
all day.
Season 3 comes out in January.
And so I introduced her to it, and we watched all of it again, and it was fantastic.
A lot of people don't like episode 2 of season 1 very much. I think it's fine, but that's like the...
Is that the Chinese?
People like seem to dislike the most.
Why?
I don't know. They feel it has like weird stereotypes versus the other ones don't, and it was less clever than the other ones.
See, and I didn't like... I think it was the Hounds of Baskerville is the one I didn't like.
Second episode, so yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked the Hounds of Baskerville book. A lot. I didn't like the show as much as the book for that one.
Yeah, I would agree. That one's actually my least favorite of the episodes. But I've only seen season 2 because I realized they were, when I came home from the tournament, they were like watching the last episode of season 1. I was like, how have I never seen any of this? And then I realized because I started watching at the beginning of season 2 because that was where Katie was when I joined her. And I must go back and watch season 1.
So good.
It is really good.
It is good. And I hate Sherlock Holmes books.
Really?
Despise them.
Love them.
Keith's favorite books of all time? Just a little side
note. See, I always preferred Hercule Poirot. I found those books much more interesting because Sherlock Holmes cheats. Like, when I read a mystery, I like to try to figure out the mystery during the mystery. And every Sherlock Holmes story at the end, he's like, by the way, I figured it out based on this clue that I never mentioned. It's like, well, fuck you. You cheated. And that just made me mad.
Okay. All with I lost your rant.
But not everybody reads mysteries to try to figure out the puzzle during it, so that's fine. But that's just something that pissed me off about the Sherlock Holmes book. They're well written, though.
But
the guy didn't like Sherlock Holmes.
The guy?
The author.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Yeah.
That's why he killed him off the first time.
People were upset.
They were mad that he killed him.
So he brought him back.
Yeah.
Well, he liked money more than he disliked Sherlock Holmes.
As it turns out.
He's what we call a whore.
What were you going to say, Brian?
I don't remember. I'm senile.
Okay, fair enough.
That's because you're old.
That is.
Like 60.
Almost 40.
I have no idea.
That's about the same thing.
My recommendation is actually an older, much older show at this point, I suppose. Stargate Atlantis, which I've been watching and really enjoying. I'll be honest, I really enjoy the Stargate universe. Like, I watched the first movie and I was like, I love this universe. And then they came out with the first show and I watched the crap out of it. And like, I didn't ever watch like the later seasons of the Stargate show, the original one, because I don't know. I think it was timing. I think I like went to grad school or whatever. And whatever.
Like when they left Showtime and moved over to the Sci-Fi Channel?
That's probably when I lost them, yeah. So anyway, so I recently started watching from the beginning all the way through Stargate Atlantis. I'm really enjoying it. I'm on like the fourth of, I think it's 5 seasons, and I'm on the fourth season, almost completely done with the fourth season.
Actually, they have Stargate Universe. That's the only Stargate. I've watched the movie, then I watched Stargate Universe as my only Stargate.
Yeah. SG-1 is solid.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's a solid, solid show.
Yeah.
It's
And the thing about the Stargate universe, all of the Stargate that I've watched, and maybe this is silly to say about a sci-fi show, but the character development is amazing. Like, there's a lot of sci-fi shows out there where I feel like the character they are in the first season, the first episode of the first season, it's pretty much the exact same character they are in the last episode of the last season. And in Stargate, that is just straight not true. And every character develops all the time.
Something SG-1 did incredibly well. I didn't watch all of Atlantis, sadly, because things. But something that SG-1 did surprisingly well was they have a lot of one-off episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And they would bring things back. Like, they'd have a one-off episode in season 2 where they'd introduce a character and they leave, like, a loop. Pull like the villain escape or whatever, and then in episode like 8 that villain would be the season 8 that villain would be back, like they remembered all these little things, and they did a really good job of making these things feel like they were still out there. They'd bring back other characters, and it was really good.
And I really enjoy it. And then just the one other like little benefit is if you love Kaylee from
Firefly.
Thank you, Jewel Strait. She's a major character starting in one of the later seasons. I think it's not until like season 3 or 4, but
Khal Drogo's on it too.
Yeah, Khal Drogo's character is friggin' amazing, by the way.
I was gonna say, the funny thing about that is you started watching it so that you could see her, and by the time she appeared, you had forgotten.
I'd forgotten that was why I was watching it, because I was like, this show's amazing! And then all of a sudden, like, season 3, wait, she come from? That's right! That was why I tried this show out.
I remember when Atlantis came out, they're like, we want to make these super powerful villains, but then we can't make them be, like, you know, obviously they have to lose every week, but so we can't make them, you know, how do we make a powerful villain that loses constantly, but yet, I mean, they're all just trying to get this balance of making a consistent, powerful villain that yet wasn't stupid because they kept losing.
Yeah.
Right.
They actually did really the villains in that show and the quasi villains, which they do a really good job with the quasi villains as well. But the main villains are surprisingly well thought out. Like, you don't always see that in sci-fi. There's a lot of sci-fi where it's like bad guys kill things, bad guys not smart but kill things.
Yeah, no, I think Stargate in general it's a very solid universe with like all the shows are good. I mean, the movie's good and everything, but it never really hit the mainstream height of something Star Trek or Star Wars.
Nope, and I'm not really sure
like,
why.
Even amongst nerds, like nerds, yeah. Like, Star Trek, Star Wars, and you're like Stargate, and they're like, oh, yeah, I like Stargate, but all right. Nobody, like
even Firefly, like Firefly has a. In my, like, maybe it's just my perception, but my perception is that Firefly has a way bigger fan base than Stargate that went for years.
More vocal. Like, I think people just accept Stargate as being there.
Yeah, I think it's people that are more vocal about it. I mean, Stargate has got, like, 2 television series and...
3?
Like 4.
Or is it 4? Okay.
Because there was the regular one, there's Atlantis, there was Universe, and then there was a cartoon or something, too.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah. Well, the three main ones.
The three main ones.
Yeah.
And
only one movie.
Yeah.
Just the one. And then the movie came out before any of the shows.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, I mean, but that's unusual.
But I mean, it came out actually long before the shows started.
Yeah, the shows were way later. Yeah. And I mean, the reason I first started watching Stargate SG-1, kind of funny the way I started watching Atlantis, is because it had MacGyver on it. And I was like, MacGyver on a show in space? This can't be bad.
Funny note, his boss in SG-1 was the stunt double for his boss in MacGyver.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. But anyway, so yeah, my recommendation is Stargate in general, but Stargate Atlantis in particular, because I'd never given that one a shot.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, my recommendation is just going to be The League. Yeah, I know it's probably already
that's
said
like
it.
It's the fourth time someone's mentioned The League.
It's amazing.
It's so funny.
We each
need to recommend it once, apparently.
Yeah, I kind of avoided watching the show for a while, mainly because I lived in the basement with Jim, and Jim doesn't like funny. And there's so many shows that I didn't get a chance to watch. They were so good because I would have to watch them with Jim, and Jim is very vocal about things that he does not like.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah, never. And so I missed out on a lot of The League because he thought it was dumb when we first started watching.
It's wonderfully dumb.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. Oh, my God. I'm about midway through season 3, so... No, I just started season 4. So I passed a point where he had a stroke.
The show's really enjoyable.
Yeah. And then hopefully I'll be able to pick up on season 4, or season 5 is right now, isn't it?
Yeah, season 5 is right. Yeah. It's like 7 episodes, which I think season 5 has had, which it's a good sign, but I think season 5 has had 2 of the funniest episodes on the show in the show's history. So it's still going, in my opinion, it's still going strong.
We're backlogged a little bit. We're going to have to go home and watch them because we've heard there's another really good one. We've watched, the problem is that we watched up through the one-off episode with...
don't spoil things before. You guys have
seen, there's a one-off episode with a minor side character, I'll say that. And... I was like, I didn't like it. I never liked that particular minor character. I didn't care about the minor character. And then there was an entire episode where I couldn't get away from the minor character, and so I was annoyed. And so, like, I wasn't in a rush to go watch more after that. But then I hear that it went back to normal good things, so I need to go back and watch the rest.
So good.
But yeah. Forever outside of that unclean. One episode, I've enjoyed every episode.
Everything is forever unclean.
Forever unclean.
Every episode that involves him saying that is so good, especially the water biscuits. If anybody remembers what that
I don't
is.
Remember that one.
True story. I saw the first episode, and that's all of The League I've ever watched.
You should watch The League.
And there's so much stuff to watch.
I know there's so much stuff.
To watch.
That's why we recommend it. So you watch it. All right.
Now I have to rewatch all of Stargate.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Because then when I finished Atlantis, I'm like, must watch more Stargate.
It's not on Netflix, I don't think.
No, I downloaded it.
I have a friend who has, like, Tim has the entire, has everything for Stargate and on DVD.
Yeah, no, I downloaded it from Pirate Bay.
We should we should go get some food. I'm hungry.
Because it's almost time for a
pack. Time to eat, so screw you guys.
I brought German chocolate cake, and none of these assholes want to eat it because
there's
coconut.
We don't eat it. Coconut is the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. They're all so insane.
Plus, we don't eat our calories.
It's caramel, coconutty, chocolatey, frosty goodness.
No, there's coconut. If you pulled out the coconut, it would be amazing.
There's still coconut. The coconut has touched it.
No, my point is you can't pull the coconut out of German chocolate cake. But my point is if you made a German chocolate cake and left that ingredient out.
With coconut.
Gotcha. Almond joys are also gross.
Oh, no, they're delicious.
It's like chewing cud.
No,
Almond Joy is like you get chocolate, and then you just have this cut in your mouth. True story.
So good.
When I eat an Almond Joy on that rare occasion, when I'm like, coconut can't be as bad as I remember. I eat it until the chocolate's gone, and I'm chewing cut, and then I spit out the rest of this nasty mass of coconut.
Annie made me eat a banana popsicle the other day.
Ew.
Yeah, he's eating it. Like, oh, I'm like, I don't like banana flavored, artificial banana flavored things. They're always off. It's like, I don't think you've ever had one of this brand. And he broke off a little bit. I put it in my mouth, and then I just sat there in pain and in terror.
Now you know how it feels when other people have coconut.
I just I swallowed it whole so that the flavor would be out of
my mouth.
That's
an excellent description of coconut.
Except coconut's delicious.
No.
German chocolate cake is delicious. You always take the Mounds bar when we go to Moundsville.
And I chew it and I eat the chocolate off the outside and then I spit out the coconut.
What?
Yeah, like I roll down the window of the car and I spit it out.
I've never noticed that.
Really?
I think he's lying.
I'm not. No.
Well, we go to Mounds, and they always offer you the little Mounds bar.
They offer to you, and I'm like, ooh, candy bar. So before my brain really thinks about it, I'm like, yes, I will take that. It's a candy bar. And then sometimes, before my brain gets involved, I've actually put it in my mouth, and then I'm like, well, shit.
In the future, you take it, and then you give it to me next time you see me.
That sound
bite. Yeah, I put it in my mouth before my brain took over. Ah, dicks. I can draw a dick on your Mounds bar.
That's equivalent.
I don't care.
And that was episode 44. We hope you enjoyed the terribleness.
Yeah. You got to go home and check on the maids.
They may have stole all your stuff by now.
You got to hide it.